Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
You're my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
Mike, are we on here, man?
It's Brian Beebe flying once again on MadisonTalks.com. We're going to be here for close to an hour talking about whatever you want to today. It's open mic Tuesday, and I'm going to throw out a few subjects and see what sticks in everybody. Throw some things against the wall and see what sticks. You can call in. It's 608-210-1667. Mike Brockenveld in the control room will take your call, and we'll get you on the air. You'll be hearing yourself live on Facebook, MadisonTalks.com, forever. We're going to go for an hour on Facebook, and then you can hear yourself and your show anytime you want, 24/7 on MadisonTalks.com. Once again, brought to you by our favorites, our guys at Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin, a couple in the Dells, a couple in Madison, Eau Claire and Verona, and by Sorrento's at the Wilderness in Wisconsin Dells, where I play four nights a week, 7 to 10. Great food, great service, and really nice people. I've been working for these people for a long time. Everything up there is spotless, and the food is good, and they train the help well. And you know what else? It's important this time of year to find a restaurant, if you're in the Dells, that's good at being busy. Okay, because a lot of restaurants get smashed with all the extra people that come up to the Dells in the summertime and don't know how to deal with it. Can't get them in and out. Anyway, I guess we get calls already. Who's on the phone?
Got George from somewhere, USA.
Oh, yeah? He didn't say where. He's from anywhere in the USA. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
You are the man. You think I'm the man, but you know what? You're the man.
You look like Michael Love or one of the Beach
None of those
Boys.
Things. You're thinking about love and NAMLA and all that stuff. But listen, you know, I wanted to tell you, you have a very attractive wife. How did you do that?
Well, I told you before. You think this is all fat gut. It's a secret.
Oh yeah, don't tell us again. Don't tell us again.
That's an old joke. But all my jokes are old, Brian, because I'm old. So what am I going to do?
Mine. I'm telling the same jokes I've been telling for.
You are so. You're just. I can't wait to get back up to Sorrento. So that is the blast. That is the bomb. You work that crowd. You make everybody feel like you're singing just to them and relating to them and stuff. And you know every word. I mean, you are. Mitch told me. He says, George, you will fall in love with this guy.
That wasn't me, by the way. That was some other guy. I don't know who you saw, but
hey, can you do some requests sometime during the show for me, maybe? You know, I don't know what your plan is, but I'm on a Robert Goulet kick right now. I love Robert Goulet.
Yeah?
You know? So anything you can do of his on the street where you live, Camelot, you know, any of his great shows, anything. I just am...
On the Street Where You Live is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have often wondered.
Yeah. Anita, if ever I would leave you,
yes,
it wouldn't be in summer. Yeah. I'll play it for you, man.
I tell you, Brian, what got me on the kick, we have some friends that have a son that is in, what's the ocean? Pepperdine. Yeah. And he's on a scholarship to sing, and the guy looks, the kid's probably 22 or something. He looks like a young Robert Goulet.
Yeah.
He sounds like Robert Goulet. And I told him, I sent him some stuff about Robert Goulet last night to listen to Robert Goulet. I think he was one of the greatest singer, actors, handsome guys in Hollywood on Broadway.
He had that 70s look, didn't he, with the pencil-thin mustache and a slick
so
back.
So good-looking
black
guy.
Hair, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I play this quite a lot. I have often
walked. How are you doing it on the face?
down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
You got it, buddy.
All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. What are you beating on there in the background there?
I'm clapping. Oh, I just get so excited. I'm just sitting at my desk working at home. I'm watching you on the Facebook, and it's delayed from this headset, so I can't wait to get off the phone so I can hear you back on this again. But I can't wait to get... We're going down to the Iowa State Fair this weekend, so we won't get up there this weekend. But next weekend, I told my family, I told everybody, you are like... You do it year-round up there, Brian?
Yeah. I don't.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Do anything else. Hey, isn't next the weekend after this next one? Is that Labor Day weekend or not?
I
think
I
it
don't
is,
know.
Man.
This weekend,
first and second of
you
September.
You play then?
Yeah, but just be sure to get there early because it'll be packed. You know?
I know it's hard to find seats. They're all beautiful women at the bars surrounding.
And the help is pretty good looking. Didn't you notice that?
Not
me. I'm talking about the help.
All right,
you want me to sing this song for you?
Yeah, I'll let you go, but you can do the show. But yeah, sometime during the show, man. So I appreciate it.
Here it comes.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Here it comes. I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? But the pavement always stayed but now in the heart of town. I got it. No,
heart of town.
I know. I'll sing the second verse. The lilac trees in the heart of town. Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment grow out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And the bridge goes, and oh, that towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. That overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, 'cause there's nowhere else than earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
You are the bomb. Oh, you did it great. You did it well. Thank you, buddy.
I blew it in the middle, but I recovered.
You recovered.
Hey,
thanks, buddy.
Okay, you're welcome, man. See you soon, George. You know, it's rare. I know enough about popular music to know that there are a lot more ways for songwriters to say, "You done me wrong," than there are to say, "I love you." You know, it's just... There are. If you listen to love songs, most of them are about broken hearts, you know, and splitting up and stuff. And it makes you sad if you have split up, or it makes you really appreciative of your beautiful relationship if you have one. But that's one of those songs that's really truly about finding a very special person and being excited to be falling in love with them. You know, that's the one. I just want to be on the street where you live, you know, it's so... The time go by, I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live. And it's one of those internal rhymes. We've talked about songwriting on this show, and it has a lot of rhymes in the middle of the line and at the last word of the line. You know, it's a really...
as for a song that flows and is as pretty as it is, it's really a complex lyric and song. Anyway, we're getting off subject, but Brian Beebe here, and it's 608-210-1667. 1667. We can talk about whatever you want. I was going to throw out a bunch of subjects that we can talk about. I came down Highway 12, you know, like I used sometimes do from the Dells to Madison, and the new bypass, the new section of the bypass is open from Baraboo to Sauk now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be you'd get on it at the Dells, and it would take you straight through to Baraboo and pass up all the businesses that used to be on the old 12, and, you know, it just takes you right to Baraboo. Well, now it takes you right past the businesses in Baraboo, too. Mm. How would you like to own an expensive business on Highway 12 and have somebody come along and build a bypass that, I don't know,
yeah.
I don't remember, I'm not in, in that town, or maybe, but... I didn't vote for any kind of serious bypass. I mean, I don't remember a referendum to spend money on that. Somebody help me out. I mean, does that seem right to you that somebody needed some money or something, bought a bunch of land and built the bypass, and now all those businesses that you used to drive past, you used to have a car count of, say, 5,000 cars a day or 10,000 cars a day, are going to have 5 cars a day.
Yeah.
10 cars a day. It's got to be tough. I hope they all had it, knew it was coming, and got a chance to get out of the way. I was thinking the other day, all these nutballs that are spouting off in the press about war and being tough with our allies and our neighbors and everything else. I thought one of them would eventually say, you know, I would catch them on the news saying, I would kill for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? I would just kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. What else is in the news? I have a couple of requests I have to play that I got before the show, but I saw on USA Today that they did a study. You know, on the front of the USA Today, they have these factoid things on the left-hand side, and they just, you look at it for a minute, it's stats and whatever, you know. And it had one about Wisconsin, and it said they did a survey, and they found that 51% of all of UW-Madison students had drunk themselves unconscious in the previous 30 days. The other 49% never answered their phones. So, who knows what the real statistic is. Anyway, call in, or I'm going to start telling more jokes, and I've got impressions. I haven't done, I don't remember if I've done any impressions on this show, but
no,
I have,
not really.
I have a couple of really astounding. I'm not saying they're good, but they're astounding.
Oh, they're amazing.
Sweet. Yeah, they're not good ones, but they're astounding. Like, for example... I do an impression of, remember a talk show host David Letterman?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, David Letterman. This is David Letterman in prison. How are we doing on time? How much time we got? How are we doing on time? How much time we got? Remember, you used to do that all the time.
I totally answered.
Yeah, I know you did. You know, I walked in today during the show sometime. This is a teaser, what they call a teaser. I walked into the studio today, and Mike was blowing into his phone and playing an app that was playing the ocarina. Now, I'm behind the times, I realize it, but maybe you haven't seen this either. But you can actually play your phone like a musical instrument now.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and you can blow into it and finger it, just like, you know, the old potato. Is it like a potato whistle that we called it? It was an ocarina. It has 3 or 4 notes, holds that you push on. And maybe we could get him to play a little bit of ocarina for us later.
The ocarina of time.
Ocarina? Yeah, ocarina? Or was it?
Say it how you want.
It's probably Spanish, isn't it? Ocarina?
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh, ocarina. You know, what was that dance? Ocarina?
Oh,
do the ocarina?
The ocarina?
No, that's the ocarina.
Yeah, and here's a little trivia question if you want. I'll throw this out there. It's not a tough one, and you can't use your phone. You just have to think about this. Don't use your phone. There were five presidents that have four-letter last names. Five former U.S. presidents that had four-letter last names. There's also...
I got three.
Yeah, you got three already?
Yeah.
Don't say anything, Mike. You'll blow it. And there's also four state capitals in the United States that have the name of the state that start with the same letter as the state.
Okay.
Four state capitals that start with the same letter as the name of the state. So play around with those if you feel like it. Anyway, I guess I'll play a song. I have a couple requests I have to do. If I was standing, if this was lower, or if I was standing and it was up here, this would be a lot easier to play.
If any one of those things.
Yeah, it has to be either, like if I stood like I do at work,
yeah,
then it's too low.
Yeah, for sure.
And if I sit here, it's under my chin, for God's sake. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. For the morning sun in all its glory greets the day with hope and comfort too. Troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one, to the one. Have I told you lately that I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Have I told you lately that I for you non-musicians, you know what that is at the end when you go, fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness. And then you go back and sing that last line again. Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness. Comes at the end of the song, and it's called a tag. And if you're jamming with people you've never played with quite often, which I seem to do quite a lot, or I have a lot in my years, you just can say, if you've never played together before, now you can just say, tag it, and the musicians will know what you mean. You just, you've sung that line, now they know that you're going to sing that again and end it. You don't have to, that's tag it. You just say tag it and out.
Or in the classical world, DC Alcota.
Yeah, DC Alcota. and Alcota Alfine, right?
Yeah.
Coda out. Yeah. I don't know anything about classical
good
music.
Just the fun words. Mm-hmm.
I tried to teach myself how to read music years ago, but I already could play, and I didn't have the patience to go back and go. Reading the music, I never have had enough patience for anything, to tell you the truth. What else should we talk about? I saw this in the paper too. I didn't
mentioned. I saw a thing too. It said another one of those goofy surveys. I don't know where they get these things. They never call me to ask a survey or a poll, do they? Everybody talks about these polls that are being done. Does anybody call you, Mike?
No.
Are you in any polls?
Never? No, never.
No. On a pole, stuck to a pole in the wintertime, anything?
Those are different kinds of statistics.
Okay, yeah. But this one said that older men, as they get on in years, if they're depressed, they die sooner. And I thought to myself, well, that ought to cheer them up reading that, huh? Don't you think that'll cheer them up? I had some wife jokes. Somebody was telling me that they kind of liked my old online dating stories, but I kind of don't tell those anymore because they're a little bit depressing. I'm still on one of those sites, but I don't do much with it. It's kind of depressing, like you thought when you first thought about getting on one of these things, you realize that people aren't. They're not all that honest. And I have said before, it's amazing how many people get on there and they don't seem to be trying.
Right.
They're not trying. They get on there and they'll put one picture on there and it'll be like a group shot and they don't tell you which one they are. Or they'll have a snowmobile suit on and ski goggles so you can't see much of their face. You know, and they're just not trying. And then when you do get, if you do meet them, they don't look a thing like their picture anyway. So, somebody's on the phone. Who is it, man?
We got our good friend, Ed.
Ed?
Yes, sir. What's up, brother?
Oh, my God. Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen, from Wisconsin Dells.
Yes.
You are correct. Well, good to hear from you, man. I haven't heard from you for a few weeks. Yeah, I haven't even seen you, and I live in the Dells there where you live.
Okay. No kidding. And I called last week and clearly the request lines were blocked because there were so many requesters calling in.
No, they were just blocking you, Ed. Really. It wasn't a lot of calls.
Caller ID.
We have caller ID and we saw it was you.
That's the Beatles lobby. That's what that is.
Because you're a Stones guy, I know.
That's right.
But no, we did have a lot of calls last week. I don't know why. And they talked for a long time.
That's good.
Everybody that called kind of talked for a long time. Longer than me. Anyway, what's new with you, man? What's at Capital Newspapers all over Wisconsin, and Ed Legg is one of the hot young journalists. Investigative journalists.
There would be a lot of debate about both hot and young, but here's for something completely different. My artwork is up at the Kilbourne Public Library. And I will be attempting to explain it next Tuesday, a week from tonight, at 7 p.m. at the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells.
Next Tuesday night, you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be there.
I planned it on a Tuesday night for a very pointed reason, because I know that the Beeb does not play on Tuesday night.
And what is this artwork you're talking about? What are you into?
It has a historical element. It has a musical element. In a popular music element, and I've been doing it for about probably 5 or 6 years. I was one of the Les Paul artists, the Guitar Town artists in Waukesha. I did two. I did a giant Les Paul guitar, and I did a regular size Les Paul. And
so
I put
paintings, Ed?
Sculptures? No, they're. I call them paper mashups. Back in the old nerdy days, they called it
paper mache,
but decoupage. Decoupage.
Yeah, okay.
And so I've got, and I do have a vocabulary. I have a visual vocabulary and a historical vocabulary because I read so much rock music stuff back in our day when there was some really speaking of hot young journalism. That was where it was, and in the 70s.
Yep.
In our era, the golden era, I like to call it.
Yeah.
And that's really what inspires me is kind of our age range, our cohort.
Well, that's very cool, man. I can't wait to see it. When are you setting it all up? Are you
It is set up. It is on the art wall at the library right now, which is in overlooking kind of the reading area, reading room.
Yeah.
And I've got four guitars hanging, all of which have different themes,
well,
or
is
theme
that ever
as
cool,
I call
man?
Them. And then I have some furniture. What I call a road case. It's a pretty old, probably an antique, a steamer trunk that I've turned into an upright road case. And it's decorated with Epiphone, the history of Epiphone. So there's a couple Beatles.
It's no wonder I never see you, man. You're too busy between your work and your kids and doing that. Well, that's
that
great.
Must be what it is.
And
yeah,
I can't wait
I
to
like
see
doing it.
It.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go
well,
ahead.
And you get to be kind of it takes some steam off. I know you hate your job and most of the things that you have to do every day. So I mean, it must really kind of be a nice getaway. You go out to the garage and the kids are not they're locked out, right?
There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
It is fine.
Yeah.
And I have a lot. I have nails and tacks in the garage, so if they come out there barefoot,
they'll
step on them.
Booty traps, huh?
The kids and grandkids are stepping on tacks. Stay
yeah.
away from
Not
grandpa.
Not to mention my cat. I've got a cattle prod, too, for domestic use.
Hey, can you hold on just a second, Ed? I want to talk to you some more, but somebody else is on the phone.
Yes!
Who's on the phone?
Cindy from Chicago, she's got answers.
Cindy, yep. She got answers. Okay. I bet you she. Answers to what? Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
You threw out the trivia question.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you and then you got right on your phone and looked it up.
Well, I couldn't get on my phone because I can only get calls and messages on my phone. My phone is not working correctly.
Oh, yeah. You've had some trouble with it. Well, which questions are you answering and what?
Well, you said five presidents that had five letters in
Didn't
their
I
last
say
names.
Six? Didn't I say six? Do you have six, Cindy?
I have five presidents
oh,
that
have
five letters.
Well, then you still have another one. No, you're probably remembering Bob Dole. Do you remember Bob Dole?
No,
president,
I remember
president
him, but he
Dole.
Only had four.
President no, he was Dole. He was never president, but he had four letters. So I throw that out there sometime and say there's six, and then when the people can't get the six, I say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought Dole was a president. So then they're really frustrated. Anyway, go ahead and give us the answer, man.
Okay, I have Trump.
Huh?
Obama.
Well, no, those are
Reagan.
Five letters. Oh, well, there's lots of them that have five, isn't there? Huh?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about four letters.
I thought you said five.
No,
I'm
there's
sorry.
Five presidents. Well, let's hear what you
I
got. You researched it and you went on your computer and got these five letter ones. Who did you get? Trump, Obama,
Reagan.
Adam. Is Reagan six, honey? Go back to work on this. All right, I'm gonna.
Nixon, Grant.
Grant, Adams.
Yeah.
No, there's. We're looking for four-letter names, huh? Five presidents with four letters in their name. How'd you do on the other question?
What was the other question?
Oh, you didn't ask? You didn't try to get the other question?
I didn't hear the other question.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, it's four states have state capitals. That have the start with the same letter as the state.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
do you
that
have
one.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything at all for us, Cindy? I like the five letter thing. That was funny. I'm sorry to laugh. Huh? Kansas.
Is Kansas one?
No, Kansas is not one. but Cindy, try to get. Five four-letter ones, and then call me back, okay?
All right.
All righty. Talk to you
I'll
later.
I'll use my brain.
Talk to you later,
computer.
Honey. All right. Bye-bye, hon. Who else?
We got Joe. Joe gave us a call.
My man, Joe. Hello, Joe.
What's going on, Dad?
Hey, this is my son, Joe, from St. Pete Clearwater. Where do you tell people you live, man? It's not St. Pete.
It's Reddington Shores.
Reddington right Shores, now. Right. But that's right between St. Pete and Clearwater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are things, man?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about whatever comes up. I put out a couple of trivia questions, and I'm trying to get people to just call up with interesting and funny things to say. Do you have anything like that?
Oh.
All right, thanks for calling.
No.
See,
that was pretty funny.
No, you came up in... You came up in conversation last night, actually. Rob and I were watching this documentary about this big-time producer that produced Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah?
They showed a performance of Bruce Springsteen doing that song that you did for karaoke when you were down here.
What song did I do for karaoke down here?
I don't remember the title of the song, but you sang it, Bruce Springsteen.
Where do we go do karaoke, man?
Who's the producer?
It was
John Landau.
It was the live band karaoke.
Live band karaoke. How come I'm not remembering this? I wasn't drinking. I wasn't drinking that much. What was it? Live band karaoke. Oh, yeah. That's right. We did it at your place, CJ's, right?
And
what the hell song was it? Born to Run. It was Born to Run.
Born to Run. There you go.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel field injected and stepping out over the line. Oh! Yeah, John Landau. You must have been talking about John, the documentary about John Landau. He was the Bruce Springsteen's producer.
No, who was the one producer that he worked with? Dr. Dre, the rapper.
You got me, man.
He produced everybody from Lady Gaga to, I can't remember his name now. Because he was part of the deal with when they made those headphones by Dr. Dre, Beats by Dre. And it was
Joe,
like $3 billion.
Joe.
Not Rick.
Look at, can you see the screen?
Jimmy Iovine?
Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, Jimmy Iovine.
Iovine, yeah. There you go.
Jimmy Iovine.
Iovine.
I know who
you mean. Got me, brother.
But I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know. And he invented headphones. And see, you went, hey, Joe.
Well, Interscope Records.
Yeah, Interscope, that's right.
Thank you, Ed. I knew. See that? I kept Ed on the line because that guy is the greatest sidekick that I've ever had here. Go ahead, Ed. He is. You are correct, sir.
That's seven. Yes, sir.
Yeah. and I came up. How did I come up in that conversation? Because I had done that song that Bruce Springsteen.
It's footage of that song, and I remember you sang it and how great you sang it.
Oh, thanks, man. The band
sounded pretty much
the band
exactly is, like the original.
Well, you know, that's what I do. I don't have any real creativity. I just kind of parrot these songs back to the way I learned them because to me that's always just seemed like the right way to do them is what the original artist would put it on a record and that's the way they liked it. And so that when I'm playing it for people, I'm kind of more of a mimic than an artist. But you and Rob were sitting there and reminded you of your old man, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. And you guys, you two young whippersnappers, watching something about Bruce Springsteen. What? And that's really an odd one, too.
Well, no, it wasn't about... Bruce Springsteen was just part of the whole documentary. It was on HBO.
Yeah.
Well, right after... about the whole story.
Right after one of your porn movies, I suppose.
Huh? Yeah.
So it was still on HBO after the movie, and so you watched whatever was next. I know.
It was more like the on-demand HBO, but it's a great documentary. I mean, it talks about everything that Iovine's been through and had his hands on, anywhere from, earlier rock stars to more recent stars now. And, the big deal with Apple was the $3.2 billion deal with the headphones.
Okay. All right, Joe. I got a question. I got a question for you. Ready?
Okay.
Can you think of one state capital? Let's give these people a hint. One state capital that starts with the same letter as the state.
Oof.
You know what the states are, those 50 things.
Yeah, those 50
on the map,
like
the different colors.
Big spaces.
On the different colors on the map.
Different shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all shapes and sizes. I can't think of any.
I'm going to give you one, just so you can say, I'll give you guys a hint.
An easy one.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Well, yeah.
Why didn't you think of that?
There's another really easy one, too.
What? What's the other easy one?
Iowa.
Oklahoma City,
Oklahoma. Yeah. No, Iowa.
How about Iowa?
Iowa's not. Stop guessing, Ed. It's not. You guessed Kansas, and you guessed Iowa.
What's the capital of Iowa?
It's Des Moines. Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. All right, I'll give you one more. Nobody's calling in with that silly-ass trivia thing anyway, so... Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah.
What do we get?
Honolulu,
Indianapolis,
Hawaii,
Indiana.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. Dover, Delaware.
New York.
New York is Albany.
Oh, Albany, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
See, you guys ought to go back to school, all of you. Ed, what's the capital of Kansas? You thought Kansas
it is,
might
I
be.
Guess it in Kansas City.
No. You could just do that with every state, you know. Washington, you could go Washington. Is it Washington City? Oregon?
Well,
is it Oregon City, the capital? No. Topeka.
I was going to say Topeka.
Topeka, or whatever it is. Topeka? Oh, yeah. Who's on the phone, Mike?
Ted and Steve's Excellent Adventure.
Ted and Steve's Excellent Adventure. Oh, no. Hey, you guys, can you hang on for a second? I'm going to put a third. These guys are characters. Are they both on the phone?
Yeah, we are.
Ted and Steve are both there?
Yeah, we're sitting
there. I'm here still.
Oh, and Ed's still there. I got four guys on the phone now. This is going to be a tough. I might have to eventually slap one of you guys and knock you off, okay?
Bring it on, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Get this. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about these two characters, Ted and Steve, okay? Went to high school with these guys. It was almost 20 years ago. Anyway, Saturday night I had a little bit of a sore throat, so I told my manager, look, if I leave early, it's because I don't want to push this throat, you know, and it's summertime and I'm old and all this stuff. So I left. And I went home, and an hour and a half later, I get a call that these two guys from high school, these two guys showed up. I haven't seen them for 40 years. Showed up in Sorrento's, where I play, and to surprise me.
Of course.
What a surprise. So I got dressed, and I came back down, and I hung with my buddies from high school. Steve, are you there, Steve Larson?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy and I were really close friends for a long time in high school and after. He used to come up to the Dells when Robin and I was playing up here and just surprise us, stay for a month, you know, drink our beer and eat our food and then just disappear. He was that kind of, it was a good friend, though. I mean, we also always liked to have him here. And he never was competition for any of the girls. So we had no problem with Steve, you know, getting any other girls. Anyway, so, but he has been in Japan the last 30, 35 years teaching English, and just recently was at the airport in South Korea and tells a kind of a harrowing story about being able to see all the way to North Korea. Is that true, Steve?
Yeah, spot on. I'll try it.
What's the name of that? Incheon Airport?
Yeah.
Did you feel like there was missiles aimed at you, man?
Well, that'd be the first strategic target if they're going to have a war. They take the airport out.
Yeah.
That way they couldn't land and take planes off, so they'd be bombed.
How do you personally feel about North Korea? If they shoot towards Guam, they got to fly over Japan.
Yeah. Japan already said that... if they shoot missiles over Japan, then that's full-on war for them. And, you know, if America lets them shoot those missiles at Guam, they're idiots. You know, any rocket that goes off, you know, they were warned.
Yeah, so you mean Japan might take it upon themselves to sink that little peninsula?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, The Prime Minister of Japan already said that.
Wow. And it would be nice if we didn't have to do anything and it just took care of itself over there. You know. But, you know, that's a scary thing to have them flying over your country, I would think, man. Anyway, I wasn't planning to... Guys, request a song quick so we don't get into this war stuff. Nuclear war.
Yeah, let's talk about shooting missiles over your head.
Let's talk about shooting missiles over the Dells. Remember, John Holmwood and I used to...
For sure.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Well, John Holmwood and I used to shoot up rockets out of over on Lost Park Drive. Remember, we'd buy those rockets with the fuel thing that looked like a big D-cell battery in it. Did you ever buy any of those? And fly those rockets up in the air. And
I did.
You had parachutes on them, and you'd float them down. And oh yeah, it was fun.
Those were the coolest things.
I had one fire right into the ground.
Yeah. But Steve Larson used to come up to the Dells and hang out, and there were, you know, I think we shared a couple girls, not shared, but because we were too young, we weren't doing anything with girls at the time.
Wow, this is an entirely different story than I remember.
What was that?
Right there. That took a very ugly turn.
What was that girl? Remember that when we had that house on Mirror Lake up on the above the water there, and there was a girl. I remember her being really pretty, and I think you found her first. What was her name? Wanda?
Oh, man. You know, you got me on this one. But you know what?
Who?
I had all of those girls before you did, I can't remember their names. You probably remember.
You never even asked them their names yet. You're serious pig. But you know what? It was so many of them around, Steve. Remember?
The expression on your face is priceless, Brian.
Not only that, but Steve and I, because we were hanging around with Robin, we did really good on all of his cast-offs, didn't we, Steve? You know, the ones he passed on, we jumped right in there, and they'd be saying, Brian, why won't Robin call me? He'd be, you know, can't you get him to call me? And I put my arm around him. I'm so sorry, dear.
There was definitely an overflow effect.
It was like a wake. He left a wake, and we were picking up girls from the, because he was so cute, you know, sang like a bird.
So they figured, if it didn't get with Robin, they go for second best.
Yeah, and we were just there.
Unfortunately, I was not there. So.
No, we were just there. Hey, you guys, we got to go to break. Who's going to hang around?
I will.
All right, man. Joe, are you still there?
Stop here.
Okay, man. We're going to go to a quick break. We haven't done one yet. So, and then we'll come back, and I got one more song I got to play for Karen. You got any requests? Ted, Steve, anybody?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I'll do Born to Run for Joe and John Landauer, Jimmy Iovine, or whatever it was. All right. Well, we'll be right back. Brian Beebe on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
like this band. Apple Loops.
Old Apple Loops.
I told my wife years ago if I was ever in a coma and they wanted to get me to come out of it, play a jazz trio like that, piano, bass, and drums, just like that, Oscar Peterson or somebody, and I will come right out of it. Who's left on the phones here, man? Nobody. Hey, Ed. Hey, I can't wait to see your art installation, man.
All right, well, it'll be good to have you there, but also scary because I can't fool you.
Well, yeah, if there's mistakes, you know you'll hear from me. If there's anything that's...
I know that.
Has an error.
Not keyboard.
You know, I'll just lay into you. This is incorrect. I'll be standing there in front of your artwork and say, this is incorrect. No, I might go over there tonight, Ed. If it's there and it's in place like it's going to be.
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I want to go when you have your actual opening. Are you going to be there explaining your work to people on that Tuesday?
Yes, I'm going to give a talk and talk about how I came to do this.
Oh, just so you know, Ed Legge, Legge, played in a band in Rockford called The Henchmen. He was a bass player, a big-time drunk, even at 18. No, that was Al Legge. That was your cousin that you don't know about.
Okay,
Ed
my
Legge
cousin.
Is from Augusta, Georgia, and plays the drums and writes for Capital Newspapers. And he has been on my show. He's been my Ed McMahon, and he also has written a lot of cool articles about the concert series at Monks, which is coming up again this fall, Ed. And
looking forward to it.
He wrote a nice article about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when Cheap Trick mentioned my name. And
well, it was about you, brother.
Put me in the record books. I was in Rolling Stone, man.
Yes, you were.
And HBO,
you're
too.
You're also on a Cheap Trick box set from the 90s,
yeah.
Brother.
Hey, did I tell you I got a deal? I got a deal on from HBO?
No.
Yeah, I got a deal. I made a deal with HBO. I get free installation if I agree to take it for 3 months. You know, I get. Yeah. I used to say that same thing about. I made a deal with Columbia Records. Remember this one, Ed? Remember the deal with? I got a record deal with Columbia Records. Yeah, you get 12 albums for a penny, and then you have to buy. Then you have to buy one every 2 weeks for the rest of your life or something. But it was funnier when it was timely.
I'm going to write a feature story about your new record deal, I think.
you know what you're going to do? You're going to get set up to do a podcast because you have a lot to talk about, man.
You're right about that, friend.
Yeah. We got another phone call. Somebody's calling back.
I'll wait.
Trivia
I'll
question,
kill.
Maybe. I got to sing this song before I... Before I go, who is it, Mike? Mike Brockenfeld in the control room.
Tiffany.
Tiffany? Oh, my God, Tiffany. How can you call it 10 minutes to the end of the show?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Tiffany used to be on the radio. And
How are you getting along?
Well, look at me. How do you think I'm doing?
Well, I think you look about the same as you did.
No, but thanks anyway. I look about the same as I did when I was in the hospital. Is that what you're saying? I was gonna look about the same as I did when I was in the... No. But you and I were going to gab on the radio sometime, but you never... How can we call? You can't call...
Well, you were always so busy.
No. How are you? You've had some trouble health-wise and family-wise and... we're going to have to blow up something up there to get you on track somehow.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I'm doing okay. I'm just trudging along.
Tiffany,
so.
Say hello to Ed Legge. Ed, are you still there?
I'm still here. Hi, Tiffany.
We don't want to be rude, to Ed because you know what?
Ed is a
talented writer for the newspaper and a musician. Heck of a
really?
Drummer. Yeah, for a writer, he's a really good drummer.
I always wanted to be a writer for a paper.
Yeah. And you could do it, too, because you know why? Intelligence,
why is that?
intelligence. You have
there you go.
Have all of that. Patience, stop. Well, wait, Tiffany, would you call in earlier next week so we can gab a while? I have to do a song, and then we have to close up shop here pretty quick.
Well, yeah, I suppose I could do that if I'm not busy.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question for today's open mic thing?
Do I have what?
Do you have a question or an answer to our trivia question?
I actually do.
What is it?
I would say Ford, Taft, Polk, and both of the Bushes.
Boom.
Done. You have solved the Rubik's Cube of the Brian Beebe Show today. And the only
and
other...
no, I did not look it up.
I know you didn't. You know why? Intelligence.
Why is that?
Intelligence. You have it. And it was Oklahoma City, it was Honolulu, Hawaii, it was Indianapolis, Indiana, and Dover, Delaware.
Well, go figure. I didn't have that one all figured out yet, but I did have the first one.
You didn't need to,
because
I already had it for you, just so you know. Hey, all right, I'm going to tell one quick joke, and I got to sing this song, and I go, did I tell you this one already? Oh, wait a minute. We've got to get Mike to play the ocarina, too, before the show's over. Come on, Mike.
And you have to play the Bee Gees for me too, Brian.
All right. Are you ready, Mike?
Give me 10 seconds.
Wait till you see this, everybody. Mike, when I walked in today, our control guy. No, you got to see it. They got to see it on the TV. I walked in and I heard this haunting music, and I come in and he's blowing into his phone. Can they see you on? He's blowing in his phone and fingering it like an ocarina. Can you see that? Are you seeing that on the camera? Anybody?
Am I seeing it?
Are you seeing him play it? Hold the
camera. No, I'm not.
Hold it.
I'm not seeing it. I'm
hold
just talking.
So they can see how it fingers.
Yeah.
Can you see that on there? He's fingering it like a whistle on his phone.
I've never heard of that before.
Me neither. And I don't think I want to hear about it anymore. Where's it going to go from here? What's the next thing that will be able to do on your phone if you're already blowing into it and making it a musical instrument? What's next?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Which Bee Gees song you want to hear, hon? What Bee Gees song you want to hear?
Oh, Nights on Broadway.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on now.
I love that one, but I don't know it, hon.
Darn. Okay, play me whatever you want to play.
All right, I'm going to play you. This is a quick one, all right? Because I got to play this other one. This is from the very first Bee Gees album, and it's just pretty. It's pretty beautiful.
Okay.
1 minute, woman, please. I go down on my knees to say to you the words so true. I love you. I fail to understand why you don't want my hand. I try to find what's on your mind. I wonder why don't you stop and see why you're not loving me? Would it hurt to say hello? Or don't you know? 1 minute, woman, please. I go down on my knees to say to you with a word so true, I love. I love you. I love you. Blame it all on the nights on Broadway. Put your pity on. Blame it all on the nights on Broadway. Tiffany, I want to talk to you again sometime. Will you call in?
Yeah, I will do that.
All right,
I will try to do that next week earlier.
Thank you, hon.
Okay,
I'm going to play a little bit of this song here for Karen, and then we got to go.
Okay.
How much time
we got?
Take
care.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Ooh, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dream that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Ooh, if happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Yeah. Very nice.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for hanging on. Let's do a show together again, Ed.
Okay, we will.
Tiffany, thanks for calling in. Thank you all for calling in. Brian Beebe.
Okay, buddy.
Monk's Bar and Grill, all over Wisconsin, and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. I'm there 4 nights a week, and I've been there 11 years. So, yeah, I want to know, I want to have a damn good reason why you haven't been there if you haven't, right? Thank you for all these people that called in already. Thanks to Mike Brockfeld for blowing Ocarina on his phone and for handling all the controls and the calls. Stay tuned for the Mitch Hanks Show at 5 o'clock right here.